Now this is a dictation for David George, March 1357, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary Murray, 463-9360. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation for Mr. George. For low sodium concentration, for abnormal kidney function, he has morbid obesity, CHF, edema, and diuretics, comes accompanied with wife. Last admission in March for CHF and AFib. Supposed to be doing salt restriction. He just started on Ozempic for diabetes control, secondary weight reduction, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No cloudiness of the urine or bleeding. Has severe nocturia 8-10 times a night. Has a sleep apnea, CPAP machine the last 10 years. Although he doesn't feel he's working well, he's still feeling very sleepy during daytime, needs to be retested. There has been prior kidney stones requiring lithotripsy the last 1-5 years ago. Severe edema diffuse. Minor neuropathy, no gross ulcers, denies chest pain palpitation syncope, has dyspnea, rest and or activity, but no oxygen. Other review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, blood pressure at least 20 years, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, meningioma on the right frontal area, is stable over time, follows with Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K. Denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies coronary artery disease, no TIAs or stroke, denies anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, pneumonia. There has been kidney stone in 2 opportunities. The first one requiring lithotripsy, the last one 5 years ago passed spontaneously. She's been drinking like a gallon of fluid a day. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral shoulder, question rotator cuff, 3 scopes on the right knee, umbilical hernia repairs, tonsils adenoids, bilateral catheter lens implant, right inguinal hernia, colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to bupropion with palpitations. Next paragraph, he smoked 1 pack per day for about 25 years, discontinued 30 years ago, alcohol as a teenager, and non-family history as he was adopted. Next paragraph, present medications. Include vitamin D12, Humalog, Omega, ARB, Olmesartan, Olmesartan, Metformin, Ozempic, Actos, Zocor, Aldactone, Bisoprolol, Lasix, Eliquis. Next paragraph on physical exam, 344 pounds, 72 inches tall, blood pressure 142/80 on the left side, alert Oriente Stein 3, minor tachypnea, normal eye movement, speech, and no facial asymmetry, thick neck, no masses, lymph nodes, thyroid or carotid bruise, lungs are distant clear, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, difficult to preserve internal organs, but no tenderness. Large legs and some degree of edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from yesterday. Creatinine 1.41 representing a GFR 54 stage 3, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium, phosphorus elevated at 4.9, malanemia 13.4 with a normal white blood cell platelet, urine analysis, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells, the presence of glucose 2+, most recent A1C at 9. The last MRI of the brain with and without contrast was May 2024. The non meningioma, right frontal lobe, 2.4 centimeters. Prior echo last year, normal ejection fraction, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, progressive over time, at least over the last 1 year, used to be one or below up to around 2022. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. The hallmark of diabetic nephropathy is proteinuria, which is absent. Diabetes, of course, can also cause nephrosclerosis by itself. Underlying hypertension, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Kidney ultrasound will be done to assess for obstruction and urinary retention. I believe there is a component of cardiorenal syndrome from diastolic dysfunction. I want to mention that on the last echocardiogram, right ventricle was considered normal, so there is no evidence of pulmonary hypertension. He does have sleep apnea that needs to be retested as he's not feeling well rested next morning. There is some degree of anemia, and we're going to update iron studies. For completeness, we are going to update for monoclonal protein, although present albumin calcium is normal. Consider discontinue ACTOS, as now he is taking Ozempic and insulin, as actors might be exacerbating the lower extremity edema. All issues discussed at length with the patient and wife will follow enter dictation